right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And this review is going to be for Batman Ninja. So this is a Warner Brothers Japanese anime take on Batman. And it's Batman, along with a number of allies and adversaries, finds himself transplanted from modern Gotham to feudal Japan. The movie starts off with something going on at Arkham. Batman's investigating a disturbance there. Catwoman is also there, and it's involving Gorilla Grodd. There's a very large explosion that seems to only have affected the Arkham area. And then Batman wakes up in feudal Japan. That's pretty much the simple aspect of it. Batman just wakes up in feudal Japan. What I thought about this was a lot of this anime makes no sense. And as someone that watches a lot of anime, I can understand some of the more action-focused ones and then some of the more Miyazaki-style animes that are just dramas, but still in anime style. This meshes a lot of that together, but again, this doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense that the explosion or science experiment or whatever was happening only affected the Arkham area, but then you have Alfred and other people that are Batman-related characters that weren't anywhere near that showing up. The Batmobile just shows up. Batman has a mech. Batman has a lot of the other gadgets that he would normally have in present day in feudal Japan. Why? I don't know. The whole thing centers around that there's war between clans. One of those clans is led by the Joker, Batman's nemesis, and they're all fighting over control. It just starts going way off the rails. I'm like, I'm into this. Batman has a mech. Yeah, this is crazy. And then it just goes into this drama direction that just doesn't make any sense. And then there's a clan of ninjas that all hail their allegiance to the Bat. That, why would there be a Bat Clan when Batman just wakes up randomly and now there's a Bat Clan? But you do have a lot of major characters. So you have Robin, Nightwing, Red Robin. I think Red Hood is in this. Alfred's in it. Catwoman. And again, Gorilla Grodd, Penguin, Bane, Two-Face. It's a lot of the Batman characters just in this wacky anime that is not very good. I did not like this very much. So for that, I'm going to give this a 3.5. It becomes a point where you could just probably fast forward through most of this and just see all the action scenes and understand that this wasn't very good. I'm accustomed to the nuances that anime stories provide, but this one just was not good at all. So again, 3.5, that's Beast Game Podcast.